T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Getting so many fans every time they perform on these award shows. Now, they didn't win Vocal Duo of the Year. That went to Brothers Osborne, but you got to give them props. Brothers Osborne actually said when they were doing their acceptance speech, they really thought that Dan and Shay were going to be winning that award.
Yeah, I mean, I don't vote, right? I don't get a vote. I would have voted for Dan and Shay. Oh, I mean, listen, they're both good, but listen to this note that Shay hit.
That was 9 seconds
that
he held that note for. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I mean, those guys.
Insane.
It's tough to see them lose. I don't know the criteria. I don't know this. I don't know that. Tequila, probably the biggest song of the year.
I mean, you would think, right? I mean, well, no disrespect again to the brothers, but yeah. Bigger than any song that they put out. So you would think that the award would go to Dan and Shay.
Are Dan and Shay too, quote unquote, pop in the judges' eyes? I don't know. I mean,
I don't know.
For me, if I had a vote, Dan and Shay win that award, but who am I?
Florida Georgia Line, Dan and Shay, Brothers Osborne, Sugar Land. There are so many amazing duos that could have won that award.
Actually, good point. I forgot FCL was in that. I mean, man, for the brothers to win that award.
And they've won it, I think, now. They're consistently winning duo of the year.
I think they are just critically acclaimed, because how could you go against Florida Georgia Line? I mean, again, if Tequila wasn't the biggest song of the year, Meant to Be was the biggest song of the year, right?
And no disrespect at all to the brothers. Like, we really dig Brothers Osborne. We loved them Stars and Strings. Yeah. We love them at, they were at Lake Shake a couple years ago. Like, they're amazing. Hands down. You know, the Dierks Tour, amazing.
It's like in baseball, they have the All-Star announcements. Like, somebody gets snubbed. There's always an argument for, like, why that person got snubbed. Actually, had any of those guys won, you can make a case for somebody else, too, right? I mean, the category was very, very difficult. But congrats to Brothers Osborne, man. Very cool.
So we just heard it, the notes that Shay held for 9 seconds last night at the CMA Awards. But we actually caught up with Dan before the show. And he told us this about Shay.
Your family members back home are like, you guys have had a good year. You know, like that. Every person who says that puts more pressure on you. And I know he's got 18 people in town. He's like getting that, so I feel for him. We're trying to keep the nerves in check a little bit and just enjoy it.
So he was actually really nervous because he had 18 family members fly in to watch him. All I can say was, the nerves were not there once the microphone went into Shay's hand.
You kind of get in a comfort zone. You can be nervous before or after, but like once you're on stage as a performer, you're home, right?
Yeah, so you just go to your home. I remember, if we're talking about like nervous moments, when I was in sixth grade, I was doing a play. I went to St. Priscilla's on the north side of Chicago, right there on Addison. I was Scrooge in A Christmas Carol.
Nice.
And that was like the first time that I've ever felt like nerves. Like I was so nervous. We had to do the show like 4 or 5 times. My teacher at the time, Mr. Bonk, he's like, oh my God. He said he thought he saw something in me.
Nice.
He has bad eyesight, I think.
Yeah, he needed some glasses, apparently.
So when I did it, though, the first time that we actually did A Christmas Carol, when I was playing Scrooge, you know how they have like the past, the present, and the future?
Yeah.
And you're supposed to go to the past ghost first? I decided to switch it up. I went to the future ghost first.
Okay.
I totally goofed it up the first time. The next 4 or 5 times, I nailed it. But the first time, I was so nervous that I totally messed up my situation there.
So the nerves got the best of you in that moment.
Oh my gosh, did they? Yeah, I mean, what was I? I don't know, 11 years old?
312-946-4995. Tell us about when you were nervous and maybe a disaster that happened out of it. 312-946-4995. We should all be as nervous as Shay and perform that well when we're nervous.
9 seconds, he held that nose. We're about 18 minutes away before we want you to win a pair of 3-day passes for our US 99 Country Lake Shay. Good morning. It's Styles and Roman at US 99. I got to tell you, if you were watching it last night, the CMA Awards, Dan and Shay absolutely crushed it, all right? Shay's voice, phenomenal.
Although, I gotta say, my mom hates Dan's hair. Like, I walked in during their performance. My mom goes, I know you're friends with these guys, but tell Dan to cut his hair. I hate it. I was like, Mom, man, like, who are you to judge his hair?
It's definitely getting bigger, isn't it? Like, it's out there. It's got its own, like, area code.
I'm not gonna tell Dan my mom said that, but she hates it. Like, she hates it.
Hey, he said it, right? He goes, my wife loves it.
That's all that matters.
I'm going with it, right? But I gotta tell you, Shay held a note at the very end for 9 seconds, and we talked to Dan, and Dan told us that Shay was actually very nervous before he was going up on stage because he had 18 family members coming to the award show last night. So he was very nervous, but you couldn't tell at all once he got in his comfort zone.
We should all be as nervous as Shay was before the show and have the performance that he did. 312-946-4995. Again, 312-946-4995. Good morning, Chris from Chesterton. Tell us about a time that you were nervous.
I was in sixth grade. I was in a play, Lewis and Clark. I was Clark. And every time, like, we had to do a dance number, my mic kept on falling off. So I'd have to hurry up, pick it up, and put it in my back pocket.
Can you sing us a little bit from Lewis and Clark?
I can try. We are Lewis and Clark. Clark and Lewis. That's about all I remember.
Those are some great lyrics, by the way.
You're all.
It's still going. 9 seconds. Shay was holding that note right there. That's Dan and Shay. They crushed it last night on the CMA Awards. They didn't win the Duo of the Year Award, but they were phenomenal. And every year, I feel like every award show, they're putting pressure on themselves because Shay is going to have to do this now at every award show when he's performing live.
Yeah, we caught up with Dan, and he said that Shay was very, very nervous because he had 18 family members in the attendance, and he didn't show he was nervous up on stage, did he? He rocked that note, and I mean, I will say his voice is second to none, not just in country music, but I think in music in general. I mean, I can't think of any other voice that is, like, I can say for sure is better than Shay. I mean, Shay Mooney's voice is sick.
I mean, Bruno Mars is phenomenal, his voice, but hey, Shay can stand right there with him. But hey, we all get nervous.
Both those guys are short. So Shay and Bruno Mars.
Why do you bring that up? What are you
saying? They can stand neck and neck because they truly can stand neck and neck.
Hey, God gives talents to people. Maybe height isn't for always, you know, for the good singers. But, you know, hey, we all get nervous every once in a while. So we have on the phone from Oak Lawn this morning, Nikki. Talk to us when you got really nervous.
Oh, when do I get nervous? I got nervous. I was cutting my son's nails. He was like maybe 6 months old. And you know, they're squirmer. And I cut way past the quick, and he started bleeding.
Ah, oh, it's the worst.
Oh, yeah. I had to take him to the emergency room. I was bawling my eyes out. They wrapped his thumb up like the Fonz. It was horrible.
What was the Fonz's catchphrase?
Hey.
We all did a horrible impression of the Fonz, poor guy.
Hey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.